All right, picture this. I sit down at my desk, full intention, like today is the day I become a focused adult. I open my laptop. I stare at that one tiny email I have to reply to, and my brain goes, "You know what's urgent? Your sock drawer."
Excuse me? What? How did we go from email to socks? That's not even the same category of life.
No, because suddenly I'm like, if my socks are not emotionally organized by color, mood, and life purpose, how can I possibly write this email? This made me laugh, and then I actually did it. Full sock inventory.
Interesting, but wrong. You basically said, I cannot type 3 sentences until every cotton tube in my house has a spreadsheet.
Exactly. Priorities.
Welcome to Laugh Vibes Daily, the podcast where we do absolutely everything except the thing.
Let's keep it fun today, because we are talking about professional procrastinators, the elite athletes of not starting yet.
Procrastination is honestly performance art. It's like, watch me ignore one tiny task while I create a whole side quest cinematic universe around it.
I call it strategic delayed chaos. You are technically doing things, just never the one you said out loud.
Okay, wait, what? Strategic delayed chaos sounds like a fancy way of saying I watched 12 organizing videos while sitting in my own mess.
Nope, that's not procrastination, that's a lifestyle.
All right, hear me out. My worst harmless procrastination moment ever. I had one task, one. Reply to a simple, "Hey Casper, can you confirm this time?" email.
The way I already know, this turned into a full movie.
So I sit down, open the email, and my brain goes, "Before we answer this, we need to become a better person." I'm like, seriously? But I go with it. I stand up to get water. On the way, I see one dusty shelf. Game over.
You upgraded your character instead of pressing sand.
Exactly. Next thing I know, I'm deep cleaning the entire room. I'm wiping baseboards. I'm like, who even am I? I put on a podcast about productivity, which is the most disrespectful detail.
Hold on, let me laugh first. You clean the baseboards to avoid saying, "Yep, that time works."
This is too funny to be real, but it is. Then I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna be healthy now. I start cutting fruit, I'm making a smoothie, like I'm filming a wellness vlog no one asked for.
You became a fruit smoothie person to avoid 3 seconds of typing.
Yes, I'm blending pineapple, dancing in the kitchen, like, look at me being productive. Meanwhile, that email is just sitting there quietly judging me.
The email is like, "Hey King, are we good? Are we still on 3 p.m. or did you move to a farm?"
From a logical standpoint, you completed room cleaning, hydration, nutrition upgrade, a full dance workout, and achieved exactly 0% of the original goal.
I looked at the clock. 4 hours. 4. And then I answered the email in 8 seconds.
Why are you like this? Actually, no. Why are we all like this? Because I do the exact same thing, just with way more Wi-Fi involved.
Oh no, tell me.
Okay, classic situation. I'm like, I will start in 5 minutes. Those cursed 5 minutes. I open one video, just one. Suddenly, the algorithm's like, here is a 47-part documentary on penguins wearing backpacks.
And obviously, that is essential information.
Obviously. So I'm sitting there like, yeah, I do need to know how penguins flirt. This feels important to my growth as a person. Hours gone. Task not even opened. My to-do list is somewhere crying softly in a corner.
All right, Casper, calm down, because I'm realizing I have watched entire channels of other people being productive while I personally did nothing.
That's my favorite genre, productivity by osmosis. If I watch them clean, my room will spiritually be clean.
It's fake productivity, the dramatic to-do list moment. You know when you don't do the task, but you rewrite the list in nicer handwriting?
Oh my gosh, yes. You sit there like, I can't actually start, but I can give my stress a better font.
And then you add things you already did. Drink water. Check. Open laptop. Check. Think about doing task. Big check.
Let's be honest. We're all professional procrastinators. So we thought, why not do some mini skits of our greatest hits?
Welcome to Classic Procrastination Moves, the show inside the show.
Entry number one, the snack mission.
Okay, you sit down to work, you type your name, and your brain goes, wow, you deserve a snack for that. Go to the kitchen.
On the way, you become a full chef. Suddenly, you're making nachos, layering cheese like it's an art degree. 30 minutes later, your task is untouched, but your plate is a masterpiece.
Productive-ish, I'd say. You nourished yourself. Zero progress, full belly.
Next skit, the sudden cleaning spree.
This one hurts. You open your laptop and then go, I can't possibly think until every random receipt from 2012 is thrown out.
You start by moving one mug. 2 minutes later, you're rearranging furniture, emotionally committed to a new floor plan.
And you're out of breath, sweating like you just ran a marathon around your own couch.
Meanwhile, the original task is like, I literally just needed you to print one page.
Next, fake planning.
You don't actually start the thing. You create an entire battle strategy around the thing. Timelines, color codes, 3 apps, a Pinterest board.
You're like, at 9:02, I will take a deep breath. At 9:03, I will think about working. At 9:04, I'll reward myself for thinking.
Pure nonsense, but beautifully structured nonsense.
Last skit, researching hobbies you will never start.
Ouch, attack. You have one email to send, and suddenly you're watching 12 videos on how to build a tiny house out of recycled spoons.
You now know the exact wood type, the legal permits, and you do not even own a hammer.
No way, because that's me with learning languages. I'll be like, today I start, and then I only learn how to say, I am procrastinating in 6 languages, and call it a win.
Okay, Arthur, since you're the logical one, I feel like you need to invent the official procrastination efficiency system.
I've been waiting my whole life for this. Welcome to the PS, the Procrastination Efficiency System.
Of course you gave it an acronym.
we rank distractions from productive-ish to pure nonsense. On the productive-ish side, cleaning your space, doing laundry, going for a walk while thinking about the task you're not doing.
Yeah, like, I didn't start my project, but I did wash every spoon I own. Mentally, that feels like something.
Middle category, admin of nothing. This is when you reorganize your apps, delete 3 screenshots, rename all your folders like work stuff, but for real this time.
No, because I have a folder literally called New Me. It's empty.
Funny. I can't even judge. I have an alarm called Get Your Life Together. It goes off. I hit snooze. That's it. That's the system.
And finally, pure nonsense. This includes, but is not limited to, arranging your pillows by personality, taking a quiz to find out which type of houseplant you are, and learning the full history of forks.
I'll start as soon as I know if I'm a fern or a cactus.
This is chaos, and I love it.
According to the PS, if your distraction teaches you a fun fact you will never need, it ranks very high.
So basically, our listeners are all top-tier experts.
Certified. Framed certificate hung on the wall you avoided painting.
All right, let's make this even more chaotic. Mini-bit time. We each invent one instant focus hack that is clearly useless. No one should follow these.
Disclaimers have been noted.
Okay, my useless instant focus hack. Every time you get distracted, you have to narrate it out loud in a dramatic movie trailer voice. She sat down to work, but then the snack called.
Honestly, I would do that just for fun.
My fake hack, open the task and then stare at it until your Wi-Fi judges you into action. If nothing happens in 5 minutes, you are legally allowed to nap.
I'm not surprised. Your solution to everything is, have you tried shutting down?
Okay, my useless hack. Every time you think, I'll start in 5 minutes, you have to do one single push-up. By the end of the day, you won't have started, but you will have the arms of a superhero.
You've invented gym-based procrastination. Impressive!
Somebody's gonna listen to this and be like, why am I so strong, but also so unproductive?
Okay, hear me out. Under all the jokes, we know procrastination can feel stressful sometimes. But today, we're just talking about the silly, harmless stuff. The random delays we all laugh about later.
Yeah, if you're listening and thinking, wow, that's me, same. You're not lazy, you're just extremely creative at not starting yet. That's a talent.
Consistency is key. You have consistently not started. That's dedication.
So maybe today you do one tiny thing. Or you listen to us and call that your productivity. I respect both paths.
And if you finally start that little task after this episode, please know we are genuinely proud and also a tiny bit shocked.
Statistically, most of you will start tomorrow.
Tomorrow is looking really busy for all of us.
Oh, absolutely packed. I have like 12 new me plans scheduled for tomorrow.
I don't see the problem.
All right, before we procrastinate ending this episode, we want to hear from you.
Tell us your funniest, harmless procrastination story. The weirder, the better. Did you organize spices by vibe? Learn everything about volcanoes instead of sending one text?
Share it on social, tag Laugh Vibes Daily, and we might shout you out in a future episode after we finish procrastinating reading them.
Let's keep it fun today and every day. Thanks for hanging out with us and avoiding your responsibilities in the most entertaining way possible.
Hit follow, send this to your favorite procrastinator friend, and pretend that totally counts as being productive.
Stay silly, stay happy. We'll see you in the next chaos.